Hi, I'm Mike McCarthy, and welcome to Talks with Test Meter, a series helping make sense of all things test and measurement. This week's episode, we're looking at building compliance, focusing on two specific areas within that, namely regulations for landlords and for social housing. This episode, I'm lucky to be welcoming two guests from a market-leading European test and measurement powerhouse. Joining me today are Testo's Vice President for Instrumentation Sales, Tom McHugh, and Product Manager, John Borden. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks, Mike.
Obviously, building compliance within social housing and landlord sectors have been in the news a lot with new legislation coming in recent times. So we wanted to cover some of the key areas that customers talk about with us. Let's start with the inherent dangers of mold and damp within properties.
Yes, I mean, as you say, the requirements for social housing service providers have grown year on year. I've been in the trade for a long, long time supplying to these this type of customer. And in the 30 years I've been doing this, the responsibilities and the requirements, the service parameters have just got broader and broader each year as things have come up. So in relation to damp and mold, it's, you know, we've been aware that this is a terrible thing for people to experience within their own properties, whether it's a property they've purchased or whether it's a social housing property. Damp and mold is a terrible thing and it needs treatment as soon as possible. The standards for decent homes, the fitness for human inhabitants, these are standards that have been around for a long, long time. I think the focus on damp and mold has been highlighted certainly in the last few years with some very, very unfortunate cases that have made headlines across the UK, and we've changed legislation to try and improve that. AWAB's law is one of the things that we'll talk about today, and that really, really highlighted a very, very unfortunate case back in 2020 with a very, very young boy, AWAB Ishak, who unfortunately passed away from a respiratory condition that was exacerbated by the presence of bacterial mold within his property. So on the sort of back of that, and there was a real need for change as to how social housing service providers in that particular case responded to the presence of damp and mold within a property. It highlighted a need for a quicker response, a more urgent response to the presence of damp and mold rather than as part of a routine maintenance. So that sort of that document, that discussion has been going on for a few years. The law has been passed and obviously named after AWAB in memory of that young boy who passed away then. So with that, we've got these new requirements that absolutely ensure that the social housing service provider will respond to the presence of damp and mold within a specific time period. Not only will they respond to it, they'll action the remedial repairs, maintenance, or removal of that damp and mold as quickly as possible. These are all enforcements now. These are there that guide the social housing service providers to a timeline for the presence of damp and mold. So with that, I mean, we've seen in the last sort of 12 months at Testo, we've always provided different damp and mold kits, different variants of damp and mold kits, different solutions to the problem of damp and mold. But we're always improving it because what we're doing, we're listening to our customers, in this case, the social housing service providers, as to what they need, what's required of their checklist, what information, what reports they may require for verification and confirmation that the problem has been solved. One of the things that we wanted to talk about today was our new damp and mold kit, the 860i.
Okay, no, lovely. Well, I mean, can you tell me a little bit about that, John?
Yeah, certainly. So within the Testo range, as Tom's pointed out, we've had a number of products over the years, but with the 860i, what we're trying to do is offer something really quite different. With the Testo 860i, it's a thermal imaging camera, and we're all aware, obviously, with thermal imaging cameras traditionally give us information on the surface temperature. But with the mold version, what we actually do is we link the 860i to one of our existing Testo smart probes, which is called a Testo 605i, which is a thermohygrometer. So this is now actually bringing in information on the ambient air temperature and also the ambient relative humidity. Now, The important thing is if you combine the measurements, so the camera, the Testo 860i is giving you the surface temperature, the 605i, the air temperature, but the relative humidity, what actually happens is we actually allow the camera to visualize the potential for surface moisture. Because what it's effectively doing is looking at the dew point. So it's actually been able to calculate where dew point will form, or where dew will form because of the dew point temperature. And it puts it into a particular palette. So again, with a thermal imaging camera, typically we've always been using a palette that is aiding us for surface temperature. But with the palette for the mold kit with the camera, what it does, it puts into what we call a traffic light principle. So you basically have three colours in the palette. You have green, which obviously indicates everything is safe. Amber, which is giving you a warning that you're reaching the likelihood of surface moisture. And then red, which is a very, very clear indication that at this moment in time, with these atmospheric conditions, you have got a significant risk of surface moisture. And we know from the physics that if you have surface moisture, it is the perfect growing conditions for bacteria and mold. And it's this visual aspect that I think is the real game changer, because it enables somebody in a team within social housing to be very, very skilled very quickly on being able to go into a property and assess it in a very visual way. And it's this being able to scan around the property with the device and see this traffic light basically on your screen. That to me is the game changer. It makes it very, very simple for people to say, we've got a significant problem here. And then they can do the remediation work and go back and say, yes, we've now solved that problem.
No, I mean, that's fantastic. Thermal imaging is such a powerful tool generally. Absolutely. And obviously it's another application for it using the smart probes.
Yeah, it's the clever part is just really linking the two devices together with the smart app. Yeah. That does all the calculation, and there's nothing in the background they have to do. They literally just have to have the two devices connected to the smart app. The smart app then can also report that in a very, very clear and concise way. The images can be put into a PDF style report that can be then forwarded either to the client or back to the base office. So they've got the historical data is recorded there as well.
So how does using something like thermography compare to a more traditional method of moisture testing?
Okay, so if we take the typical sort of classic type pin meter, which a lot of people will be familiar with for surface moisture, the problem with the pin meter, they're very, very good devices, don't get me wrong, but you have to measure at multiple points, because otherwise you could just be checking a single point. It could be 6 inches down from where you're checking. Actually, that's where the damp problem is starting. So with a pin meter, you've got to do quite a lot of testing, lots of measurement points. So with the Testo 860i and its mold application, what you get is a very pictorial representation of the surface moisture. So unlike a pin meter where you're just looking at one specific point and having to move on, this picture can be a whole wall, or effectively, you know, if you're standing back far enough, a whole room. You're being able to assess a lot of measurement points from a single image. So compared to taking multiple measurement points with a pin meter, we believe that this gives you a much swifter assessment of the likelihood of surface moisture.
Another area that's obviously linked to damp and mold really is ventilation. Are either of you able to tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we've certainly seen changes in ventilation standards over the last few years. Again, that's related to the type of properties we're living in now. Whether they're, you know, older properties, generally speaking, ventilation wasn't an issue because they weren't very well sealed. Today's modern houses are very, very well sealed. You know, not just better insulation and better double glazing, but very, very well sealed. And that creates its own problem because that you need air movement within the rooms. So in relation to the standards, there are standards out there for domestic ventilation. There are requirements for testing that and making sure that we've got adequate extraction and movement of air within buildings, whether it's kitchens, whether it's within drying rooms, whether it's within sealed rooms as well. So whether it's we're talking about domestic properties or commercial properties, the standards are there. And what we have at Testo is a solution to try and identify the correct movement of air, the correct balancing of air, and making sure that people are safe to work in the environments or safe to live in the environments with adequate ventilation.
No, it's great. And I mean, obviously, you've got an example of that on the table in front of us here. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I'm going to hand over to John because this product, the 417, has really sort of almost become an industry standard. Certainly with the housing sector I'm calling on at the moment, it's a very, very tried and trusted product. And I say John's here to explain the technicalities of it.
So yeah, it's interesting because obviously we're talking about damp and mould, and damp and mould and ventilation are inextricably linked, as Tom outlined. You know, a lot of the issue now which we're seeing with mould growth can actually be remedied by better ventilation. The classic is, you know, a lot of buildings where we've retrofitted new PVC windows, you seal a building up, you know, that building traditionally would have breathed and that moisture would have been able to be removed. Suddenly you trap that moisture. If you can introduce ventilation, then sometimes you can remediate the issue of mold. With ventilation testing, obviously a lot of it in the UK is dictated, particularly in the domestic and the commercial sector, by Part F of the building regs. Very, very clear guidelines on what the expected air exchange should be. And the baseline for measuring that sort of airflow will be something like a 100 millimeter vane anemometer, which is what we have in the classic Testo 417. So this is a device, effectively you're passing air across a rotating vane. That rotating vane can then basically give you a measure of airflow velocity. That's the speed of the airflow. If you tell it the area that it's measuring over, it will do the calculation for airflow volume, which is the other key metric as well. Typically, the 417 would be supplied as a kit with two funnels. We see, obviously, one of the funnels in front of us here. There's either a square funnel or the round funnel, which we actually see is more for MVHR type systems. But the 417 really offers a great measurement tool for anybody who's having to do some form of commissioning or testing for airflow. Obviously, we've talked about the classic Part F building regs, but we know with the rise probably of much better sealed buildings, you know, even going right up to the passive house standard. But we're seeing things like MVHR in a lot more buildings now. And with MVHR systems, you have to do some quite tricky balancing of the airflow, because you've got to make sure the airflow is balanced throughout the MVHR system. And you can't do balancing without having something like the Testo 417. And again, this is a product which has the Bluetooth communications to the Testo Smart app. So again, from a documentation point of view, it's very easy for the person to prove that he's been on site and done the correct measurements. And certainly for the air balancing, where you're taking multiple measurements, we even have within the app a function where you can actually set up what the expected airflow would be across the MVHR outlets, and then the measured value, and then any deviation from that. So it's a very, very powerful tool for general airflow and balancing type applications.
So with reporting obviously seeming like a real through thread through both of the instruments that we've talked about, can you tell us a little bit about the app and how it interacts?
Yeah, so the Testo Smart app is something that's been around for around 6-7 years now, and it's been in constant development and changes. At its heart, what the Testo Smart app offers is a way of instruments that have Bluetooth to communicate to a smartphone or tablet. So several sides to this. You can use that as a second screen. So in some cases, for example, if you're holding an anemometer, it's actually, if you're holding up to the ceiling, easier to look at the screen on your phone rather than be looking at the screen on the anemometer. But the Testo Smart app supports a wide range. So from the Testo Smart Probes, Compact Class, the new 860i, some of our existing thermal imaging cameras, right the way through to some of our testing equipment for refrigeration and combustion. It's become the cornerstone for digital reporting. So typically what the app will allow you to do is have second screen mode, but also record that information. And you can record it in several ways. You can record it as tabular data, numerical data, or logged data over a period of time. It's not designed for long-term data logging, but if you needed to collect data maybe over 30 minutes, that's a typical application. And also you can visualize that information in a graphical form within the app and save that as a graphic image as well. And when you've taken these readings, the key is you can actually then put them with a report where the customer's site location will be on there. You can even use the camera function on your mobile phone to actually bring in photos. So if you need to gather extra evidence to put into your report. So it's become this way to actually do a complete, thorough digital report. And we know a lot of companies now, they don't want to see handwritten notes on measurements or values. It's all about digital verification. And that's really what the cornerstone of the Testo Smart app gives.
So, I mean, it sounds like a fantastic proposition.
Yeah, and it's also worth mentioning that the Smart app itself, as all-encompassing as John says it is still free. It's a free download for both iOS and Android, and is able to connect over 50 instruments now within the Testo range. Right. So as a solutions provider of not just the test equipment we talked about before or previously, there's so many instruments that connect to this. You know, another area of compliance, thinking about it, would be things like Legionella. And we have smart probes that will allow engineers to go out and monitor systems, measure systems, making sure that there's no risk of Legionella to the public or to the homeowner in this case. So again, tests can be brought back through the smart probes into the Testo Smart app and reported on for annual maintenance or spot checks.
Fantastic. While we're talking about other areas, I mean, do you think that there are any other areas of the building envelope that we should cover today?
I say we just mentioned Legionella, which is a big thing. Certainly, but again, we've been aware of our engineers and social housing service providers have been aware of the need to monitor and measure and look for the presence or the possible presence of Legionella, making sure that the systems are adequately set up so that that particular bacteria doesn't build up in any case, because it's very, very dangerous, as we know. So Legionella is another thing that, again, from a compliance point of view, falls under the Testo range of smart probes and is incorporated within the Testo Smart app from a reporting point of view.
Other areas as well, if you think about the Testo range, we're talking about MVHR systems. There's also a requirement for MVHR regarding noise and also with heat pumps. Mm-hmm. It's often overlooked, but Testo does a wide range of sound meters as well. So you've got that there. LEV testing is also something where sound will come involved. But also, if obviously we're talking about Legionella, there's another area which is for thermostatic mixing valves because the risk of scalding. And again, things like the smart probes, particularly the ones, the Testo 115i clamps, makes it very, very simple for engineers who are setting up TMVs to do a very, very quick check. You can obviously use three probes, one on the cold, one on the hot, and one on the mixed, and see all three values on the app at once.
Yes.
So it's a very, very quick and clear way for them to set up things like TMVs as well.
Yeah, yeah.
One other area also could be things like fresh air. We know post-COVID, you know, there's been a real focus on improving airflow and improving the working environment or living environment. And CO2 is a really good test of this. And again, we have the Testo 535 CO2 meter, which again links to the app. So if people are looking to actually get a handle on an understanding of what the ambient CO2 levels are, again, it's an area of possible measurement and compliance.
Yeah, certainly indoor air quality, whether it's within a home or within a commercial environment, is something that, again, we're very aware of now. And whether it's monitoring systems or whether it's spot checks, Testo has a solution for that type of requirement.
Well, it sounds like there's a whole range of Testo solutions available for all of these different areas we've discussed today. What resources are available from Testo?
What we try and do to help the customer to ensure whether they're just choosing the product initially and making sure they're choosing the correct product is provide as much information as possible via our website. There are lots of white papers, for instance, that direct people in relation to ventilation or indoor air quality, the technical downloads that can be downloaded from the website. We have an extensive video library on our YouTube channel. Again, people can look at the videos, how-to videos, again, matching their application to the solution that we're providing and making sure it's the right one for them.
Now, that all sounds great.
So another additional point of resource is our partners. We have a number of premier partners, and TestMeter obviously are one of them. And TestMeter provide our customers with an incredible, easy to navigate information point for gathering resource and, again, making sure they're choosing the right product. I personally use the Testmeter site a lot, again, when I'm sort of, whether I'm researching our products or I'm researching products that might be suitable for particular applications. So that's another great resource for us.
No, that's great to hear. I mean, obviously, there's also, we're an authorized service center, so we can help beyond point of sale with the life of the instrument.
Just to confirm the additional resource, our partners like Testmeter are one of only a few authorized service centers in the UK that can take instruments back, whether that's flue gas analyzers, whether that's test equipment we've talked about this morning in relation to airflow and air movement, and calibrate and certificate to a standard that Testo approve. And that's really, really important for our customers, particularly whether it's in the north of England, specifically where Testmeter are based, but customers that require a fast, efficient turnaround of Testo products. Testmeter provide that outstanding service for our customers.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for joining me today.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
If you'd like to learn more about how Testmeter and Testo instrumentation can help you, please visit our website or get in touch and we'll be more than happy to help. Thank you for tuning in today and I hope you'll join us again soon.